All right, let's go over here to Barbara, who's calling us from Ording, I think.
Yeah.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi there. I need your help. I'm sitting on being 80 years old.
Okay.
This month, and my digestion has been down the tube. and the other end as well. And I have gone to a herb person. I'm drinking full-bodied tea that helps with digestion and toxic elimination. I'm on a diet of pure water from the store. And, of course, I need to have my well checked, but I hardly have any diet. I can't have anything that's not organic, and it has to be not out of a can, and I can't take vitamins, and let's see, what else can I tell you? Drink lots of water, of course, and then I take some little digestion little pill things 10 minutes after I eat, and I'm not digesting my food, so I've been using a blending to make it small enough. I ate some pork the other day before I started grinding up the pork. And anyway, sometimes when I go to the bathroom, I'll even get some mucus. And let's see, I have, before I went there and now as well, I have gas burping. And when I sit on the toilet, sometimes that way too. But I'm hardly getting any BM at this time. And I know years ago I had gone to a couple of hydroponic performance on me, which cleaned me out well, and I'm sure it would help now, but I don't know any that's close by, and I don't mm-hmm. know what to do about no vitamins, and the foods can't be spicy. They're just, a bland diet. Mm-hmm. And let's see what else. Oh, and then on top of all that, then I have candida.
Oh, okay,
so,
ma'am.
I can't have sugar or anything like that, you know.
I think I may have an answer for you, ma'am. And,
okay.
You started with the information of being 80 or maybe a little older. Now, back in 1932, Dr. Nancy Van Zandt, who was head of a team at the Mayo Clinic, no less, did stomach acid tests on 3,400 people, and of course not all at once, but over time, aged 25 to age 60. And what she found and reported was by the time we all get to be 60, 50% of us, and that's 50% of everybody at 60, doesn't have sufficient acid being produced by the stomach to fully digest everything. And funny thing, ma'am, but sufficient stomach also inhibits the growth of candida because it doesn't like acid. But anyway, getting back to Dr. Van Zandt, we took that clue, and we have at Tahoma Clinic a device which helps us to avoid having to pump anybody's stomach out, but instead it is a little capsule with a little teeny FM radio transmitter and acid detector, and that goes down to the stomach, and we see how long a person's stomach takes to, after they're given a teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda and water, how long it takes their stomach to make sufficient acid to bring the pH, which is the acid-alkaline balance, as you know, bring the pH down to a pH of 2. And what we find is that most people who happen to be 80, and it is the majority now, it's past 50%, make either very little acid in their tummies or none at all. It's kind of like when women go through menopause, the ovaries just say, excuse me, I'm not going to make as much estrogen or progesterone, near as much, and that part's over. And in both men...
I realize that.
And?
The fact that I don't... I can't eat salad or anything. Actually, I mean, I'm...
Yes, ma'am, but...
let me look here. I can't have, a pineapple or juice or...
Yeah, I'm not sure where you're going with that, ma'am, because all of those foods are ones that need some hydrochloric acid, pepsin treatment in order to be properly digested. And then past that, when there is enough acid, either it's made by our own stomachs or we're taking it off the shelf in the Tahoma Clinic dispensary, the natural food store, the compounding pharmacy, where they have lots of capsules of that because so many of us need it when we're older. If we're taking that and there's sufficient of it, then guess what? It also is a key trigger to pancreas function, because when the acid leaves the stomach finally, when it's all done digesting breakfast, lunch, or dinner, when it leaves the stomach and goes to the outlet into the small intestine, it literally triggers a signal. It's a hormone that somebody won a Nobel Prize for discovering back in 1901 or something. A hormone called secretin is triggered by the hydrochloric acid, and the secretin goes over to the pancreas and says, okay, your turn, now make a whole bunch of digestive enzymes. So if we haven't got enough acid, we not only don't acidify and break down and literally dissolve with acid our food so that it can be absorbed better, we also don't have that trigger to the pancreas, and without that, we can't digest the fats and carbs very well, so nothing gets digested very well. Really,
right.
Ma'am, you need to be working with a physician who can get your degree of stomach acid precisely measured. None of this fooling around and saying, well, let's guess at it, take one capsule. Because by the time we're 80, we could be down to zero stomach acid. I'm not kidding. We see that a lot at age 80. And if that's the case, we have to do something to help prepare the person's stomach to be able to withstand hydrochloric acid again. So I'd really suggest you check with a physician who can do that. We have such a gadget at Tahoma Clinic. I'm not aware, and by the way, we've been using it since 1976, and it works just fine, thank you. I'm not aware that anyone else in the area does, but if they do, check with them.
Yeah, well, they... you haven't, the one problem that I'm having, I think you misunderstood as far as, one of the things.
That's
is,
okay. I'm good at misunderstanding stuff. Don't worry about it.
Well, it was not, I didn't mean to rinse my stomach out. I meant to rinse my colon out.
I hear you. I heard you. But the whole process has to start from the top. Now, if you'd hold on for a bit, ma'am, I'm going to get scolded for missing our break. But I'll get back to you and other people who are waiting for you. We're not going to do another commercial, so hang in there.
Okay,
let's get back to things here. And I think Barbara was patiently waiting through that break. So what were you about to say there, Barbara?
Oh, well, what was the name of that thing you put down, swallow down?
All right, it's called gastric analysis by radiotelemetry. That's just the technical name.
Let me write
name.
That down. Let's see. Gastric.
Gastric analysis.
Analysis.
By.
You say hi?
No, by. B-Y.
By. Okay.
And then radio.
Radio.
Telemetry, okay. Which is T-E-L-E. M-E-T-R-Y. Why? Now, that's the full technical name. However, since it was invented in Heidelberg, Germany, it's sometimes called the Heidelberg test.
Oh, Heidelberg. Okay, let me write that down. Heidelberg. I've heard of that. Okay. So that's what I start with? Is that?
Yes, ma'am, because really, at age 80... with these kind of digestive problems, the likelihood of the stomach not making all the acid that it should is very high.
I know that. for
we
sure.
don't usually realize all the things that acid does. It not only sets that off that hormone that triggers the pancreas, it keeps bad guy bacteria and yeasts from growing. For example, there's a condition called acne rosacea, where your face gets redder and redder and redder, and that was found in the 1920s to be cured by taking hydrochloric acid pepsin capsules, because that inhibited the growth of the bacteria that made the toxin that made your face turn red. And not only that, and I'll shut up after this one, but this is absolutely true. If you could stand the pain, if you could put your finger into a 16-year-old's stomach and hold it there for an hour, what you'd pull out is bone, ma'am. The acid is that strong. No kidding. The acid is that strong.
Oh,
it's a pH of 2. Yeah, right.
I don't hear you.
Oh, I'm here. I'm just saying you got to start at the top, and the top of digestion after we chew our food is that stomach acid, which is really strong.
Yeah. And I don't have to have my colon cleaned out? Because there's
possibly
barely
not,
anything
ma'am.
Coming through.
Possibly not, because if we get it's a top-down thing. If we get the top part, the stomach, the pancreas working, sometimes everything else starts to work too. Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Well, thank you for calling, ma'am.